USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton's reaction to two mosque shootings in New Zealand that left 49 people dead and wounded more than 40 others during prayer service.
We're obviously greatly disturbed by this, what seems to be a terror attack, this hate crime in New Zealand. We've been in touch with our embassy overnight. We're still getting details. The State Department and others are following up on it. We're very concerned. We're going to cooperate with the New Zealand authorities to the extent we can, if there's any role that we can play. But we're obviously following the events there very closely.
President Trump is set to deliver remarks from the White House this afternoon. The White House has been tight-lipped as far as what the president will be talking about, although it's expected he will discuss vetoing a congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration. This is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The party's over for some Louisiana taxpayers who got refunds twice as large as they expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The state of Louisiana accidentally paid double refunds to 66,000 taxpayers, totaling $26 million. Louisiana's Division of Administration, discovering the mistake a few days ago, now trying to get the extra money back. Most of the refunds were sent by direct deposit, and the state's now contacting banks to try to reverse those overpayments, but that's complicated. Louisiana's telling people who got double refunds not to spend the money. If they do, they're going to have to pay it back. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Social media may be responsible for increased mental health issues among teenagers. A new report found that the amount of U.S. teens and young adults who experienced mental distress, depression, and suicidal thoughts or actions rose significantly over the past 10 years. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Recapping one of our top stories, mosques around the country have beefed up security after the terror attack in New Zealand. U.S. Ambassador to New Zealand, Scott Brown.
This peaceful country, as you noted, is shocked, certainly came out of left field earlier today on a Friday, and it's now Saturday morning at 1:17 a.m., and, you know, more to follow tomorrow. Obviously, they caught the guy, one of the guys. Maybe there's more. They're going to do the deep dive as we would do back home, and you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Regarding New Zealand's actions after this terrorist attack, Brown tells Fox News.
They've always been very diligent and vigilant on their terror. Even though they have a natural border, the ocean, they still know that there are a lot of things happening here, whether it's ISIS or human drug and child trafficking. So they're on it. They work very hard at it. As a Five Eyes partner, they certainly have the ability to do it and do it well, and I've been very impressed with the response, the quick response of the police force and the Prime Minister's team. So there's more to follow, obviously, tomorrow, and we'll learn more about who this person was and what made what him and or them tick.
Millions of Irish Americans and the Irish at heart are getting ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this Sunday. There's some big parades even being planned, including the nation's oldest in New York City, where more than 1 million spectators will line the streets. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.